In this country, there are few limits on the commercials or the content that TV networks air. They can take something as straightforward as the news and present it with all the creativity and imagination they can muster. It is the result of that inflation of style that bothers commentator Jeremy Hobson.
I watch a lot of TV news. A lot. I'm the only 19-year-old I know who keeps track of the cast of CNN like others keep track of the cast of The Young and the Restless. And it's been an exciting season. I'll bring you up to date. Greta went to Fox, Paula went to CNN, Larry just signed a new contract and he gets to keep his private plane, and Brian Williams still has, quote, a lot more news to tell you about this hour. Seriously, the three cable news networks are shaking things up like a magic eight ball at a sixth grade slumber party. There have been a lot of changes recently. For starters, news content isn't important anymore. What's important is who's reading it to us, whether or not it's live, and how many different tickers can fit on one screen. Some say these tickers are only important when they're telling us information like, all bridges and tunnels to New York City closed. I say it's just as important to be reminded to vote for your favorite skyscraper at MSNBC.com. And who cares about objectivity anymore? It's much more exciting when the news is biased, incorrect, and spun out of control. I especially love CNN's new flag-waving commercial that concludes, proud to be a part of the new American spirit, CNN. Why didn't Al Jazeera think of that? Think of how many viewers they could attract with a slogan like, proud to be a part of the jihad. And let's not forget the new catchy titles on the screen. I always have much more fun watching a story about a shoe bomber when it carries a title like Midair Mayhem or Just Plain Lucky with plane spelled P-L-A-N-E. Also, it seems like there's a lot more breaking news than there used to be. And why not? No one's going to change the channel when regular programming gets interrupted by breaking news. I once saw breaking news being interrupted by more breaking news. But I was kind of surprised when that kidnapped baby from Chicago being found was considered breaking news. I mean, far be it from me to criticize the decision makers, but it didn't seem like that episode was as important as the one with the airplanes. Anyway, I'll keep watching. Oh, a region in conflict with Ashley Banfield is on. Oh, no, wait, that's Access Hollywood. Oh, what's the difference?
Jeremy Hobson is a former intern on this program. He is now a sophomore at Boston University, studying journalism.